I'm Doug Keel, and once again I have the pleasure of welcoming you to Speaking of Schools, the weekly podcast from South Carolina's Department of Education. Today we're going to be talking with Yolanda Anderson, who is the director of the Family and Community Engagement Office. It's called FACE for short. That office in South Carolina's Department of Education. The office, of course, dealing with volunteers in public schools, whether it be individuals or corporations or faith units that volunteer. Yolanda has some ideas that she'll be sharing with us on today's podcast. Then we're going to hear from a couple of folks at Clemson University, Aretta Jenkins and Dr. David Fleming. They're going to be talking about the National Dropout Prevention Center's efforts in Say Yes to Recess. So that's today's lineup on the podcast. We think you'll find it interesting and hope you'll stay with us as we're speaking of schools. When you look at successful schools, you always see a big component of family and community engagement that is heavily involved. And there is an office in the Department of Education called Family and Community Engagement, the FACE office. Yolanda Anderson is the director. We're going to find out just a little bit more about that today on Speaking of Schools. Yolanda, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you're supporting partnerships between communities and homes and trying to identify resources for children. Let's just talk about your mission and how do you go about doing what you do?
Like you stated, the mission of FACE is to identify community resources that can help support schools throughout the state. And one of the unique things about my office is that I actually get an opportunity to work with churches, civic organizations, nonprofits, individuals, you know, not necessarily your traditional educators, to solicit, should I say, their time, their resources to volunteer with schools and to come in and help support the mission of the school.
I know that the faith community has been a mission kind of Molly Spearman, our state superintendent of education. She has mentioned on several occasions the importance of expanding community engagement into the various faith communities.
That is correct. One of Molly's visions, especially for this office, is that every elementary school throughout the state of South Carolina will be adopted by a church. Now, what does that look like? That will look different for each church, as there may be backpack programs that churches or civic organizations can support for schools. It may be that a church organization comes in and is a part of a Reading Buddy program. It also may be that a teacher support system, as far as being able to lend support to a teacher, whether that's helping to decorate a bulletin board, helping to make copies, or just, you know, sponsor a book from a book fair, or sponsor any type of activity that that teacher may want and do not necessarily have the funds for. So it's a lot of different ways and unique ways that community members, churches, like I said, volunteers from different nonprofits and civic organizations can get involved with schools.
Yeah, come in, read to a class of students, something like that, particularly if, like, say, the mayor of a community or some bigwig in a community comes in and reads to a group of students. That's very impressive, and it's also something that's always very helpful.
Yes, I agree. The more students are exposed to reading, whether it's through books in hand, whether it's through one-on-one reading, small group reading, reading at lunch, just it increases their chances of being successful in schools, and that is what we ultimately want.
Yolanda, is there a tie to the Every Student Succeeds Act with family and community engagement? Is there any part of that act that affects you directly?
There is a component in ESSA that has a family and community engagement outlined. I won't say that it's anything that's new. I think it's just something that's being more highlighted, where not only are we recognizing here at a state level, but even at a federal level, that students are not successful if the families and the communities are not joined together in partnership with the school to support that student.
And as far as the South Carolina After School Alliance is concerned, I know they've got after school programs and much, much more going on. What's your relationship with those folks?
Well, I consider the South Carolina After School Alliance a partnership, especially of the department, especially in the FACE office. I've met with an executive director several times, and we actually talk a good bit about how we can get families and communities involved in the after-school programs or expanded learning programs as well. Right now we have an initiative where we're researching, I would say, the best metric for gauging whether or not after-school programs are actually beneficial to the student as far as from a learning perspective, not just from whether or not they're caring for your child adequately after school, but are they helping to facilitate learning?
We're talking with Yolanda Anderson, who is director in the Department of Education's Family and Community Engagement Office. It's called FACE for short. You can get in touch with Yolanda at yanderson@ed.sc.gov. And Yolanda, we were talking just a few minutes ago again about the faith community, and you said our mission is to have every church to adopt an elementary school. And I know that's a huge, huge objective. Can you give me information as to how far you might be along with accomplishing that, or maybe some numbers in terms of schools that are involved?
You're right. That is a huge objective. And right at the moment, I can't give you any baseline data, but what I can tell you is that there are more churches who volunteer at schools than I'm probably are aware of. So I've worked with the South Carolina Baptist Convention, as well as with LARCM, to identify, you know, churches as well as schools that may be connected already. And I also put feelers out there to let churches know if they're looking to adopt a school, how they can go about doing so. It's quite amazing, Doug, honestly, the outpouring of support that organizations have and want to just give. It's just a matter of helping them to channel it in the right direction. Molly loves to say that you can't go into school talking about Jesus, but you can certainly go in there acting like him. So we kind of keep that at the forefront whenever we're talking with churches about going into the schools and actually supporting the mission of the school.
And if you are a faith group or any group in a community that might be interested in getting involved with this, as I said at the outset, that successful schools certainly have successful family and community engagement programs, Yolanda can be contacted at yanderson@ed.sc.gov. She is the director of the Family and Community Engagement Office. Yolanda, have we left anything out, anything in our conversation as you pondered what we were going to be talking about today? Anything that you'd like for listeners to know that maybe we haven't touched on?
I think we've probably touched on everything. I just want to just kind of probably reiterate that the importance of one community, one child, one school at a time is something that sometimes organizations say, well, we don't have the capacity to provide this type of service. It's just about one child, one day at a time. And so with that being the minimum requirement, any and everybody who wants to get involved can.
Seems like I heard somewhere along the way that you can eat an elephant one bite at a time, and that's exactly what you're talking about, just one child at a time. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yolanda, thanks a lot. Yolanda Anderson with the South Carolina Department of Education, Director of the Family and Community Engagement Office, with us today on Speaking of Schools. Good talking to you. Hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you.
Once again, we appreciate Yolanda Anderson for being with us on that part of the podcast. Now we're going to change over and we're going to talk a little about recess. You know, we all loved it, but did we know how much of a role it played in our overall education? Well, an interdisciplinary team of educators from Clemson are addressing that topic in Say Yes to Recess. It's a Clemson TV webcast that highlights the importance of recess and providing recommendations on recess-related school policies. We've got a brief audio clip that we're going to share with you right now, but you can go to the Clemson University website, the National Dropout Prevention Center portion, and just do a search for Say Yes to Recess, and you can get a great deal of information from the university about this webcast. The voices you're about to hear are Aretta Jenkins and Dr. David Fleming, the Associate Dean of the Graduate School at Clemson. Here's the website where you can get more information about the Say Yes to Recess. If you'll go to tv.clemson.edu/say_yes_to_recess. Once again, tv.clemson.edu/say_yes_to_recess.
Asks as we come back. But at the same time, there's so much more that can be done during recess. We can see kids engaging in social activities. We can see them being physically active and learning different types of cooperative activities together. And so recess can be the most underutilized portion of the school day.
So what can we do? Right now, 60% of school districts have no policy on daily recess. 22% of districts have daily recess, and just 7% require a set amount of physical activity per day. With all of recess's positive benefits, doesn't it make sense those policies should change?
And here's where you can get more information on Say Yes to Recess. Just go to tv.clemson.edu/say_yes_to_recess. Once again, I'll repeat that for you. The website tv.clemson.edu/say_yes_to_recess. And we thank the folks at Clemson's National Dropout Prevention Center for letting us know about Say Yes to Recess. That's a wrap on this week's Speaking of Schools podcast. We featured the Say Yes to Recess audio from a video produced by the folks at Clemson TV and the National Dropout Prevention Center. We also appreciate Yolanda Anderson for being with us. The FACE office and the South Carolina Department of Education, Family and Community Engagement playing a very important role in education in the Palmetto State. This is a weekly podcast that comes from South Carolina's Department of Education. It's heard on these websites, and we appreciate so much your being with us. So until next week when we'll have another podcast, I'm Doug Keel, thanking you for the pleasure of your company and inviting you to join us when once again we'll be speaking of schools.